Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Giovanni Cortolo back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Giovanni is one of my favorite people on the planet. He is somebody who works as hard as anybody I know every day on behalf of you, small business owners, and all the things that you're trying to do as the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And Giovanni's been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time, and he's something happened recently that I was so proud of him for, and so not surprised, but just really glad that he received that I should say that the Federal Reserve Board chose to honor themselves with his presence, and he was invited to go speak to the Federal Reserve Bank Board in New York a month or so ago, and I've asked him to join us and talk to us about that, at least one of the things. Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back to the show, and congratulations on the Fed finally realizing that they needed to hear from you.
Thank you, Jim. Well, I tell you, it's important that everyone in power really hear from small business and their representatives, especially where it comes to access to capital, and that's the reason I went up to New York. And what better place to talk about capital than the Federal Reserve in New York?
Right. Why do you think they wanted to hear from you? Was there a hunger for what you had to tell them, or did you feel like that they were just filling squares?
Well, to a certain point, I think they really got it, and I think they were looking for solutions, and the conference was filling the gaps. It was a close look at small business credit. They really brought together some very big players in trying mm-hmm. to put together an agenda, really identifying where small business lending was, where the gaps were, and what new novel groundbreaking approaches were being taken, which mm-hmm. was an eye-opener for me in a certain extent, because it's hard to really wrap your arms around where things are going. We sometimes in Washington we look at where things were and we want to certainly keep things in pace. We don't want those things to spin out of control. But then there's all these new things popping up that services small business. For instance, Kickstarter and Kiva and some mm-hmm. of these websites that are really providing capital to business, and I felt it was very refreshing discussion.
What I'm worried about, Giovanni, is that the regulators, which includes the Fed, mm-hmm. are so busy fighting, doing like armies do. They train for the last war. That they're so busy controlling and reining in and regulating our lending institutions, especially community banks, which we sorely need. Small business owners really, really need community banks to be strong and to flourish. That they're so busy regulating those banks based on the last war, that they're not looking forward and seeing how to empower lending institutions to be prepared for the future. What do you think?
I agree 100%. And that's part of the reason you see these workarounds. Banks, especially community banks, are being hamstrung. They're the ones most capable of looking at a small business's character and saying to them, yes, your financials may not be totally clean, but I know you to be an upstanding character and somebody who's a stalwart part of the community, and therefore I think it's part of our economic prosperity for this community to provide you that loan.
Giovanni, you just described without the stalwart part, they didn't say I was a stalwart, but you just described my relationship with my community bank years ago when they believed in me. And now their belief was has been justified, right? But there was a time when the jury was out on that, and they took a chance on me. It wasn't a lot of money in the big scheme of things, but they took a chance on me and helped me to stay in business so I could grow my business and create jobs, which is what I've done. And, I mean, my story is a classic story. But the problem is Giovanni, is they're regulating these independent banks, these community banks, with the same kind of ham-fisted treatment that they're doing for the too big to fail banks. And you can't do that way. You don't discipline an 18-year-old the same way you discipline a 5-year-old. You know, there's two different approaches.
Well, you're right, and what the Fed is trying to do and is really wring risk out of the system, and that's not good for small business because it's not a question of getting rid of risk, it's pricing it appropriately.
That's exactly right.
And certainly when you put such a pressure on banks that your liquidity ratio, and they do it through different tools, liquidity ratio is one of them, where they just flatly say, yes, you make this one loan and you're going to have to pay the price in some other way. But that's what's happening with the banking institutions. But
It's gotcha regulating, isn't it, with gotchas?
Yeah, yeah. The good news is you see a lot of traditional lenders and a lot of alternative lenders pushing each other in direction in such that there needs to be new products. For instance, you know, you have these different platforms in which small businesses can flourish, and the lending actually will come through that platform. And to case to point would be PayPal, eBay. A lot of those selling platforms can provide you loans based on your history with them, and they have very unique ways of being paid back. And it's only when you make the sale do they take a payment, and it's based on the revenue rather than interest. That's just one area that lending has taken a different turn.
One thing's for sure, Giovanni, over the next 5 to 10 years, 5 years from now, certainly 10 years from now, we'll look back on lending to small business owners, and it's sure going to be different. We may not recognize it 10 years from now. What do you think?
You're right. Well, you know, oddly enough, if you're in college, you're 18, 19, 20-year-old with no assets, no income, you can acquire a substantial amount of debt, but you graduate from college and try to open up a business, and you can forget trying to get a loan.
That's probably the truth. USChamber.com, folks, when we come back, Giovanni's got big doings next week, the Small Business Summit, big deal next week, and we're going to get Giovanni to tell us about that after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.